Hello and welcome to Pedagodzilla, in this, the run-up to Playful Learning 2024. Last year, Playful Learning 2023, Mark and I popped along and, amongst other things, did our usual conference coverage. We did a fabulous mini-series, which I'd encourage you to listen to, on fabulous formative failure and pissedarlig undervisning. That's the Danish movement about piss-poor learning. But as well as that, we and friend of the podcast, Puyin Wong, we came together and recorded a mini-series on playful learning first-timers. Now, since then, I've had a baby. Well, not me personally, but me, we, the royal we, my family. There's now a baby in my house. And that's massively, massively knocked back my editing schedule. So we're only just now getting to these recordings. Fortunately, Playful Learning is starting the 3rd of July. So in the run-up to Playful Learning, I'd like to give you a taste of what first-timers thought last year. See if it helps you if it's your first time. Prepare for Playful Learning Conference, which this year is going to be at the University of Sussex in Brighton. Or just build up a little bit of the old excitement and remind you why you love it so gosh darn much. Let's start now as we are at our little podcast recording table on what was probably day two of the conference.
I am joined around the table by...
I'm Puyin, I'm a senior learning designer in a university in the UK, but that's not important at all.
An unimportant university in the UK?
I'm Suzanne Faulkner, I'm a teaching fellow in prosthetics and orthotics at the University of Strathclyde in Glasgow.
Fantastic.
Yes, my name is Anshul Lau and I work as a team lead for Teaching Innovation and Learning Enhancement Hub at Staffordshire University.
Fantastic. So the reason you have been convened around me... is because this is your first time at the Playful Learning Conference. We're on day three. We've had two very full-on days so far. I'd just like to find out how you are finding it. What's been your experience of Playful Learning?
I think it's been thoroughly amazing. I think I've been to so many conferences. I can't compare this experience to any other conference. This conference is so immersive and it's absolute value for money. I really enjoyed a lot meeting so many people. The playful theme entirely, even that play people reflect, people are so friendly, nice, and it's, I don't know, it's been great fun here.
Value for money, by the way. I don't think that's the first time we've had value for money in people's reflections of the conference. So Rosie and Alex, if you're listening, you can start putting that on the advertising.
Hashtag value for money.
Increase the price next year.
Yeah, it almost feels like playful learning, value
Hashtag
for money.
Hashtag worth it.
Hashtag price freeze. Okay, so for me, I think I'm used to being in conferences where you're the person that's a bit different because you're doing things differently. And I think at Playful Learning, everyone is doing things differently. So you feel as if you're very much part of a group or a movement of people who are doing very exciting things in higher education. And I think one of the most fantastic things about this conference is you're not sitting back. Everything's participatory. It's not a conference where you come and you sit and listen to someone. You're actively involved in all of the sessions, and it's been fantastic.
It's not restful, is it?
No, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
No, but a restful weekend is going to come following the playful learning, right? Yeah. That's how it works. Is that why the conference ends on a Friday? Right?
Exactly.
It's deliberate, right?
Yeah, I think people would start just, you know, dying otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean to sum it up, a couple of people this morning when we said hello to each other, they asked me, did you sleep well? And I said, well, I'm not sure, I think I collapsed. I think that explains it all, doesn't it? Because I don't usually sleep very well in a strange bed in a hotel, so you know, I think that explains it. Oh, it's just been exhausting in a good way, of course. Because like you guys were saying, it's so interactive and you're not just sitting down listening to someone talking at you. You know, that's the kind of normal form at a normal conference. So this is just like, do I have to do anything? Do I have to play with Lego? Am I allowed to?
You know? Absolutely par for the course you're expected.
Perfect. Yeah, if anything, it's playing with Lego almost feels like the starting point. It's not like, no, we're not playing with... Okay, well, Lego's where we start. We're building up to this grand edifice. We're going to play with Lego and we're going to make a cannon with it or something.
Yeah.
Also, I'm going to use the word exhausting and then tack that onto exhausting value for money now as the potential new tagline.
Yeah, another best thing was that you don't have to bother much of the program. I even went to some wrong sessions and I still enjoyed that.
There's not been a duff session so far. That's the thing. It's absolutely. Like it's been such a struggle.
I think that's the actually deciding which session to go to is really difficult because there's so many fantastic sessions.
Yeah. But so what's been the highlight for you so far?
I think for me, as well, I think meeting people who you think you know on Twitter and actually getting to meet them in real life has been quite unusual and fantastic.
Why did you look at me like that? Give me a look like...
Well, because we kind of feel as if we really know each other through, and we've never actually met in person, so that's been fantastic. I'm always thoroughly inspired by Giskin Day, so I think for me, her session was absolutely amazing.
She's a lovely fan, isn't she?
Hashtag hero. Yeah, so I really want to take forward the Breaking Bag.
Which we have next to us.
I know, it's very exciting.
I've got the Breaking Bag on the mic.
It's padlock-tastic.
Yeah. It's padlock. Apparently it broke at one point yesterday. I don't know if they managed to fix it.
Okay. But for me, absolute highlight.
Yep. Fantastic.
I think for me the highlight has been that gamified element of this conference, that we all have been given challenges and challenges are not ending. One after another, you have to keep on doing challenges. I think this has immersed ourselves in this experience overall. And I must mention that the chocolate making was cherry on the top.
Oh my God.
And honestly, I wasn't even expecting it was a part of my bucket list. After retirement, I would have done that. But now I think I might be leaving Etchy and maybe doing chocolate making.
Sweet bit chocolate tear.
I should say, by the way, for listeners, chocolate making wasn't one of the sessions on the program. That we went out into Leicester City last night and the organisers organised a range of activities for us to choose from, one of which was a chocolate making workshop. And I did the mini golf. I had a great time. And then I saw the results of the chocolate making workshop and I thought,
well,
because that looked great.
Can I have a sad high five? Because I thought exactly the same thing. I was toying between the chocolate making and the mini golf, and I was like, I kind of fancy just moving about rather than keep eating because I'm going to get fatter. I just regret it now. But on the flip side, a very generous person who sat opposite me has gifted me his handmade chocolate.
Yeah, oh, I thought I'll give much. This chocolate that I made to some amazing person I met
thank
here.
Thank you very much.
And Pooing has been virtually connected with me.
And he couldn't find
them.
Pooing was there.
I was the only one who's just there. He was like, yeah.
I think I've met many people, but I think we have been connected to each other for so long. And she has always inspired me with a strong digital voice. Virtually, I thought whenever I'll meet her, I'll thank her for the inspiration. And I just gave her that chocolate.
Aww.
That's not what you said. You said you are famous on Twitter for your swearing.
I didn't say that.
I think that was me, actually. That's what I said. Did I say famous on Twitter for swearing? I think I just said you swear on Twitter.
Someone said that.
You're like the sweariest person in a professional context, I know. Shut the fuck up.
Just for clarification, this podcast, nothing is filtered. This is going to go out live as it is. Swearing is allowed.
Pian, what's been your highlight so far?
My highlight has been the fact that I just got here. That's just the whole thing. There isn't a single thing I could point out, because the whole thing has just been... I'm quite used to, because I keep saying I'm quite used to going to the kind of traditional conferences. So this, I didn't know what to expect. And that's not in a negative way. I didn't know what to expect in a kind of like, I'll try everything way. And it's just been overwhelmingly fun. And I think similar to you, Mike, because... This is your second time, right? So I remember you told me last year you felt a bit kind of like, what? And then day two, day three, you kind of started getting into the craziness of it. I think I'm starting to feel that as well. Towards the end of yesterday, I was like, yeah, I want to come back again. First day was a little bit odd for me because this is just different. Like, people have weird makeup on their faces. What?
But we're in a good way.
In a good way, of course.
I think initially it was overwhelming for me that everybody knew each other. Mm. And then I realized that they didn't know each other before that. It's the conference vibes.
Yeah.
That getting them along well, even the getting us into groups, different groups at the starting point. I think it's a helpful approach.
Yeah.
And even if you do not know anybody from before, at least you have your group people to go to.
The campfire sessions have been really useful for that, getting you into a group with people who you don't necessarily know, but throughout the conference, absolutely become, yeah.
So what would your top tip be for future playful learning virgins?
Absolutely, just come. It's absolutely fantastic. So I think just be brave. I think if it's something you've not been to before, without a doubt, just jump in, go for it. Yeah.
Stay playful.
Oh,
sleep well.
So on brand.
Yeah.
Sleep well.
Sleep well beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, comfortable shoes as well.
Yes.
Don't arrange another conference or two before this one. Because you want to sleep well, like you guys were saying, rest well before you come.
Yeah. Bring your appetite to the conference. They serve the amazing food.
Oh, the food is outstanding. We should totally
and also, make sure you get in touch with Mark or Mike so you get onto their podcast.
check you out. You have to brownie points.
Yeah, make sure. And if you want to be famous, this is the place, because
we have 6 listeners. Thanks so much for joining us on this. Where can people find you online, and do you have anything you want to plug?
My hashtag is lau_lauanshul. It's LAUANSHUL. Please follow me. I send amazing tweets.
And anything you want to plug professionally or personally?
You're a Lego Serious Play facilitator.
Oh, yes, I'm a Lego Serious Play. I'm a Lego Serious Play facilitator. I'm passionate about AI in education in particular.
So I can be found on Twitter at S Faulkner, F-E-U-L-K-N-E-R, P-A-N-D-O. And I'd also like to plug the fact I'm a Lego Serious Play facilitator. Absolutely open for anyone to commission me to come to university. Absolutely up for that.
I feel massively under Lego qualified. And people know where they can find you online, but just to remind
everyone knows how they found me online, because I'm famous apparently. So I'm on Twitter.
Just search for swear words.
I only has been swearing at a solicitor, no one else, you know. But you can find me on Twitter at Priyin. And can I just say, if anyone wants to sponsor my Lego facilitator training, get in touch. And if anyone want to pay for my Playful Learning ticket next year, my bank details are
going to be in the show notes.
Exactly.
Along with mother's maiden name, PIN number.
Your mother, Mike's mother maiden name, not mine.
Mark and I got the serious business of talking to people about their fabulous formative failures, and Puyin got the even more serious job of going out with a little portable microphone and chatting with some of the conference participants on their very first experiences and impressions of playful learning and the unique vibe that goes along with it. Here's Puyin ambushing some people now.
Hello, this is Puyin, one of the, I don't know what I am. Am I one of the gang from Pedagogzilla? I'm not entirely sure. I think I am. We're here with you at Playful Learning Conference 2023. I am going around the conference, harassing people, asking them their experience and reflecting on the last 3 days, because this is my first time and I don't know if I've done it right or not. So I've got my first victim. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Emma Kimberley. I'm a learning developer from the University of Northampton.
Right, Emma, thank you for joining me. I don't know why I'm doing this so formal. This is an informal sort of conference, though we're very serious people. So is this your first time at Playful Learning?
It is my first time at Playful Learning.
How has it been for you?
I'm really enjoying the conference. I think, actually, in many ways, it is the best conference I have been to. I'm enjoying it very much.
What's your highlight, other than your own session? Because that was fantastic. Now I know how a magician plays their tricks, so we'll talk about that in a minute. Other than your own session, because, like, obviously, that's your highlight. What has been the highlight? Other highlights?
Yeah, what I really loved, actually, has been some of the surprises. So, especially the session, Andrew Wilsh's session on... was it Hobbes, Fairies and Boggarts? And I really enjoyed sort of the creativity and playfulness in that session, but the fact that actually sort of working together, that there's a group, we came to quite a serious message about learning, about our own experiences kind of in our workplaces. So the creativity has been linking to a lot of things that I will continue to think about after the conference.
Amazing. Would you come back again, though?
Yes, very definitely. I am planning how to get here again next year already.
that's good to hear, because I on day one I kind of felt like I was the oddball, because I wasn't sure how to sort of like interact with people. I mean, I'll go to conferences, you know, but the kind of more kind of traditional conferences, mm-hmm. where it's more formal. This one, just as I said in one of the other episodes of the Pedagogzilla podcast that we've been recording in the last few days, I think these people are bashy crazy, but I was told this is the prerequisite of coming to Playful Learning. Would you agree?
I think for me, that craziness or whatever that sort of playful quality is sort of between the sessions is one of the things that makes it sort of more inclusive and more accessible than other conferences. I think it validates a kind of way of communicating with other delegates that's really quite fun. So all of the sort of missions and challenges, the games out on the table, you know, those sort of things have made me feel more comfortable than I normally do in those kind of awkward in-between spaces between the sessions, and have grown into a whole sort of conference back channel of their own, really. It's been really nice.
Amazing. So as I said, you weren't allowed to talk about your own session, but I think you should talk about it now because I really enjoyed it. I never thought about sort of like using magic as a way to engage your students. And I'm not going to try to pretend to try and explain your session at all. Would you like to just recap so the audience from the other end know what you've done?
Yeah, so our session was basically talking through some workshops that we did with dissertation students at the University of Northampton, where we used magic tricks, so sort of small, self-limited, self-working magic tricks to introduce the dissertation students at the end of their second year. So when they're just starting to think about beginning that process. We played a small trick with the students, and then we asked them to link that to their sort of dissertation process, or things that they learned from doing that trick and learning that trick and presenting it, things they might like to think about in terms of how they're going to sort of learn the process of and through to the presentation of their dissertation. So we got people playing the tricks, which was absolutely fantastic. So the people learned and shared, and we had some amazing performances of tricks, some natural magicians. And then talked a bit about the kind of logic and the literature behind it and what happened for us.
I think we were saying that now your student prefer the magic trick session rather than your traditional session. And you felt a bit offended when they told you they don't want your traditional sessions anymore.
I mean, as memorable as I would like to be on my own, actually, I think what the trick really does for people is to spark that interest and that curiosity and therefore that you know, that lays down memories of the sessions that persist for longer than, you know, some woman at the front just talking, which is really great. I think that playfulness has a very serious reason behind it. And, you know, people feel differently about it, like you were saying. You know, when first sort of faced with a trick in a session, sometimes, you know, some people might be kind of reticent and people engage in very different ways. But what's really nice is that we found that generally, once people are engaged, that they actually do make a lot of links with their dissertations, do a lot of thinking, and lay down a lot of those kind of longer term memories about kind of how to get through it all and what they'd like their dissertation to be like. So that's been really nice.
If you can play while you're learning, that's got to be a winner, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. And you know, the stimulation of that kind of curiosity and thoughtfulness about things, it takes you into that space where perhaps you might be less defensive about it. Yeah,
I like to be your student. Can I come and be a fly on the wall sometimes?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic. So. Anything you'd like to plug? Anything? How can people get in touch with you if you'd like people to get in touch with you?
I'm not really on any social media or anything, but yeah, people can find us at the University of Northampton. We're Paul Rice, Amy West, and Emma Kimberly, and we do magic.
Amazing. Thank you very much for your time. And I shall go and look for my next victim very shortly.
I don't want to oversell it, but the food is always really, really good. Anyway, sorry, back to Puyin.
Hello, hello, it's Puyin again. I am once again going around a conference looking for my victims to reflect on their experience at Playful Learning 2023. Jane, I know you're looking at me, you're going to be my next victim. But first of all, we've got Julia, who's one of the part of the committee. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Oh, hi, yeah. I'm Julia Reeve. I'm based here in Leicester, and I'm part of the local committee for the conference. So this is the third year in Leicester, so my third conference.
So how has experience changed in the last 3 years? If you were to look back to your first time coming here, what's changed? Because I this is my first time,
okay.
And I feel a bit like a fish out of water, because this is a very different conference to your kind of normal one where
it's
you sit down
different.
And... Yeah, so,
I think it's always been very different. And when I came the first time in 2019, so quite some time ago, I described it as being like Alice in Wonderland. So I'd like gone down the rabbit hole and I was in this different world. And yeah, probably like you, a bit like, oh my God, this is all a bit weird and strange, but lovely. But now I think, because I know a lot of people in this community, feels more comfortable. I think it's changed in that more people know about it. I think playful learning has become more embedded and accepted.
Yeah.
There's more people here. And I think there's just more stuff happening. But it's always really well-paced and relaxed, and there's always space to chill. It's not like any other conference, and it's my favourite conference by a long, long way.
So what advice would you give someone who is maybe a bit nervous about, sort of like excited but nervous about coming to, say, 2024?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the organisers always are really aware of that. So this year we had the campfires. So when you come, you're put into a group. So you always have somebody to chat to in a small group, be looked after and have a leader. We've also in the past done like buddy schemes so that you know someone before you arrive. You're paired up with someone who's been here before. Also, my advice would be to join the Playful Learning Association. Follow the conference on Twitter.
I do.
Yeah, so then you can connect with people before you get here. That's certainly what I did, because I felt a little bit shy when I came. But I sort of got to know a few people online, and then you recognise a few faces, which does help.
That's kind of what I did, because I sort of... Because I sort of tagged along with Mark and Mike, they created this particular podcast. And I've been just sort of like, for the last 3 days, they're coming through the door now. I kind of feel like I'm always looking out for where they are and trying to follow them, because yeah. I know them and I've met them before.
Sure.
Is that normal for people
I think it is normal for people to hang around with the people they know. And that's quite nice, but I think the good thing about this conference is you are encouraged to be mixed up.
Yeah.
You are encouraged to, because you are doing things that are quite playful, you inevitably start talking to other people because of the nature of the activities. So even though you might be in your comfort zone, you will meet others and you will make those connections. So I would say, yeah, please come and try it.
Can I be your friend now, please? Oh, thank you. Can I have a hug?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can. A lot of people can't see, but we have just hugged each other, and I've got Julia as my friend now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Listening back to these reminds me about my own first experience of playful learning, which was at a time that was a bit choppy in my career. Really positively and amazingly transformative. And the very first keynote I ever saw was one actually delivered by Elliot Spaeth, who you'll be listening to now. And it's really interesting just listening to Pian go through a similar kind of arc to my own experience. Here's Pian and Elliot, with Elliot perfectly summing up the vibe.
I am gradually approaching my next victims. They don't know I'm approaching them just yet. That sounds creepy, doesn't it?
Alright.
I am doing the mobile version of the Pedagozilla podcast.
Well, that's exciting. Hello.
And I'm basically just going around the venue on the last day, the last few hours of Playful Learning 2023. As a first timer, just asking people who have more experience than I am with this particular conference, what to do. What should I have done differently? Because I kind of felt a bit not really fitting in. Because you guys are crazy, I am as well, but I'm also shy.
Well,
can you introduce yourself first? Sorry.
Hi, I'm Elliot, and I am on the Playful Learning Committee. Hello, lovely to meet you all, although I'm obviously not actually meeting you. Hi. I think I have a different question, which is maybe what could we have done to make things feel better for you? Because it doesn't sound... Oh, there's a noise. I hope you're enjoying that. It's the lift. It sounds like a train. What could we have done to make things more inclusive and like friendly and like not overwhelming for you? Because we do try to create an environment that is good for everyone, but we'll get it wrong a lot.
I mean, let me just clarify that I have enjoyed myself, but I think it took me 2 days to get into the rhythm of things, because it is very different to your normal conference. It's not a party, because a lot of people are here for work, right? So it is a work thing for a lot of people. But I think the first day I arrived, I kind of felt like, what? People have got like glitter on their beard, and they're wearing shorts and flip-flops, as you are now, and they've got like tattoos, and I mean, like, not actual tattoos, but like the sticker, you know, the, what do you call it?
Transfers
on their arms. I'm like, what is this place? And I think you approached me like right away. You said, I like my Czech shirt, and that helped, just going around helping, like sort of like just talking to people. But I suppose what I'm trying to say is, what would you say to people who are wanting to come to the 2024 version, but are feeling a bit overwhelmed, just the thought of getting a ticket? Because it's been fun.
No. I get you. I'm just thinking. I think there's two sides to it. And one is a question back to you, which you can answer in a minute, which is like, is there something we can do differently? Whether that's like a pre-conference activity to help set the scene, whether that's like putting things within a kind of explanation that, or a way that feels safer, or just like doing things differently so that it doesn't feel kind of oppressive or like... But what I would say is the reason that things can feel so overwhelming here, I think, is because a lot of people are feeling like this is the only place they can really be themselves. And that's kind of how I feel in some respects. Like, it's a place where I don't feel like I have to constantly monitor myself and someone, in case somebody misinterprets my behavior and gets angry with me just for sitting the way I sit. And I think the way that comes out can be like, quite like, oh my goodness, like, what is happening here? Am I doing it wrong or something like that? Whereas in fact, like, in my opinion, any way that feels like what you want to do, as long as it's not like abusive towards someone else, is the right thing. So I think if something putting you off is worrying that you won't do it right, then that's kind of what we're here for, a place where you don't feel like you have to do it right.
There's no right or wrong way of doing it, isn't it?
Like, and for me, play doesn't have to mean playing with toys or Lego or paint. It can also just mean thinking about things differently. And if you are somebody that is quite quiet and likes to think about things and not like dance around the place, you're very welcome. And if you're somebody that likes to dance around the place, you're very welcome. And if you're somewhere in the middle, you're also welcome.
I think my kind of conclusion as a first timer is that, yeah, there are crazy shit that's going on. By the way, I like the fact that this conference, and I've asked for permission. I said, is swearing allowed? And everybody says, yeah, it's encouraged. As long as, like you were saying earlier, as long as you're not offending anyone, you know, then you're not swearing at someone,
right?
Then, you know.
Right, and I like to use, I mean, you say what you like, I like to use the word hurting, because I feel like offending is such a difficult thing. It makes it sound like at any point you might accidentally have been a terrible person by saying something, whereas I'm like, you know, you can use a word, and if somebody finds that hurtful, you can learn that, and then you'll know differently.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, swearing here is generally absolutely fine, as long as it's not like hurtful for someone, in which case they can tell you, and then you can be like, okay, I won't swear around you or whatever.
So I think what I was going to say is I think I've been to a lot of events where they are interactive, and you kind of almost peer pressured into taking part.
Yes.
And I think my experience in the last 3 days, 2.5 days so far has been, there are loads of activities, loads of interactivity. You are encouraged, but if you want to sit in a corner, no one is going to bite an eyelid.
That was what like struck me my first Playful Learning, which was, this is my third time, because they were like, oh yeah, if you don't want to go to a session, there's like a board game cafe here. You can just sit there either by yourself or hang out with people, eat sweets, play a board game, or just chill, whatever. Like, nobody's gonna like ask you to justify why you're not going to a session. It's completely normal to not do that. You just need to like do what works for you. That's the thing that I feel makes a big difference.
Yeah, and I think that helps as well, because I'm a people person, but it's taken me 2 days to get to, you know, I feel like right now, right at the end of the conference, is where I'm starting to feel, yeah, I actually want to take part in the singing and the dancing, but obviously it's done now. So I'm going to come back next year to do it now, haven't I?
But I do think that that's a really great point for learning and teaching in general, in that I work with lecturers to help them think about how to be more inclusive in their teaching. And I think people can be concerned sometimes, because they're like, oh, well, we should be they don't use this word, but like forcing everyone to participate because that's what's fair. We should make everyone participate, and surely that's the point of them learning. But I think the point that you've made there is like, once people feel safe, they will participate in the way that works for them.
Mm.
And
I think they might hold those for.
It's not some sort of like naughtiness that people to be like, I really don't want to get involved in this. They're doing what's right for them. And if we can create a safe space, although we can never guarantee that, we can create a space where people feel they can be themselves and they're not going to be forced to defend themselves or do something that harms them, then beautiful things can happen.
I think so. And I think this is one of the places that is doing it very well. So I am definitely going to come back next year if funding and time allows.
Excellent.
And I'm going to make sure the dates are marked in my diary. Mm-hmm. So I think we should invite people to come.
I think we should. Please do. It is really lovely. And I hope to see you there.
Yeah, thank you very much, Elliot. Thank you for your time.
The cool thing about playful learning is that it's creating a context and a space where people don't just get to be the professional they want to be, but they can also be the kind of person that they want to be. It exemplifies the kind of that playful ethos, that space to experiment, loosen up, be yourself, and do so without fear of judgment. And it's just, I just love it. I love it so much for that. I feel like every other conference I've done pales by comparison because of it. Back to Puyin now, with the roving microphone and our podcasting integrity in her hands.
I'm on a mission. Just trying to think when to interrupt a very interesting conversation going on. Yes, there's a microphone, because I'm on a mission. Why am I whispering? Why am I whispering? That's the first question. So, would you like to introduce yourself just for the audience who might not know you?
I'm Alistair. Alistair Aitchison. I did the Crowd Creativity Show on Wednesday night, so I got people to direct me in the creation of poetry, drawings, collage, dance, and I got
it
to
was
be
awesome.
Thank you very much. I've been getting a lot of compliments this week. It's been really nice.
And you are?
So I'm Chris Johnson. I've come over from Troy, New York, and Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. And I was part of two presentations related to University World, a board game that I'm building with Martin Connors. And then I also presented on my own game, 200-year-old vampire.
Sounds amazing.
It was amazing.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that session.
Finally, so nice. Who's sitting next to me, who I really interrupted about a very interesting conversation about, was the Hilton Hotels or something.
Hilton Hotel in Brighton.
Hotels on beaches.
We're not sponsored by Hilton or anything.
Not yet.
No. Yeah. Well,
never say no to free money.
I'm Charlotte King. I'm from all the way from Leicester University down the road.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Did you go for the jet lag, okay?
Yeah, it's been a long commute.
Yeah. Really.
I've got through it.
And I've got my fellow first timers, fellow Playful Learning Virgin, Suzanne, who also recorded an episode with us this morning. Actually, time doesn't make any sense for people, doesn't it? Sometimes during a conference.
That's what
yeah. So obviously you guys, it's not your first time.
This is my first time. First time here.
It's a wee.
Yeah.
My second time.
So what's the difference between your first time and your second time? Do you feel you've more?
Well, this time I arrived the day before the conference, so I still had lots of jet lag. So I would recommend not coming from six time zones away. For the conference that day. That would be one of my pieces of advice. Last year I was able to come and I had been, you know, in Europe and UK for a week and a half or so. And so I was much better adjusted at that point.
So you moved back to New York recently? Is that?
No, that's where I'm based. So
oh, because you said you were in the UK a year and a half before the last conference.
No, a week and a half.
A week and a half. I don't know why I heard year and a half, but I thought maybe you lived here before I moved back, or you came for like some sort of...
So did you come specifically for this conference then?
Yeah, for the conference, yeah. And also to go with my co-presenter to their university, University of Exeter. And then I have family that lives in France, so I go and visit them too.
Nice. Can we come with? Hilton, would you sponsor us? We say something nice about your hotel
chain. I'm sure my brother's one-bedroom flat will take all of us.
We can all
don't take up too much room.
So it seems to me we've got more playful learning virgins than I thought, which is good, I suppose, because I've been saying it, I found past tense quite overwhelming on day one, because it's a very different conference. I don't know about you guys, that you found it was a bit like, what?
I know the feeling that you're talking about.
It was a good plot, but
it's unorthodox. It's definitely out of the box. But I think that's what's so great about it, is that it's not your kind of norms that for some reason have become how people think conferences should be. And I think if you kind of accept that and lean into it, then really great things happen. And you do just meet really wonderful people from kind of all different walks of life and different ages and everything, and that's such a great melting pot of ideas, and it's a very welcoming space to be in. So it is like, what? But then it's
in a good way.
It's a great what. Yeah.
I think as well, one of my colleagues had been last year, so I had a bit of an insight as to what to expect because I'd had a chat to them about it. So I wasn't quite so what because I'd heard about last year. So I would definitely recommend having a chat to someone who's been before. Yeah.
I mean, you're funny for me, like, because I think, I'm not from the academic world, and so to me
what
it's quite...
What world are you from?
Well, I guess I'm from the world of video games. I mean, that's my my trade. I mean, I do work in...
Are you real? Are you biologically a human being? Are you made of pixels?
Yeah, well...
Your outfit does look quite...
Yeah.
Technology, AI and all that, which is kind of too careful.
Are any of us real?
That is a very, very difficult question.
But I think it's funny, I'm used to going to kind of industry conferences, and they can be kind of, and I think you talk, your kind of expectation of an academic conference seems to be fairly stuffy. I think video game conferences can be stuffy in a different way, where it's about product. It's about building in, bringing in, 10 million users instead of 9 million daily active users and stuff like that. And, how can you capture the cultural zeitgeist and all that? And it's nice to come to something which is just about play. That is what this is about. And it's, we're coming from a different angle. But that sort of, it's almost like the focus of what is this about? This is about play with purpose. And that is much... To me, that is much more exciting and invigorating than something that is more about, we've got play, how do we sell it?
So what brought you here? And by that, I don't mean a train or a car.
Well, you can talk about that as well.
Damn it, I had a joke lined up about that.
Sorry. There is currently train strike, so it's been a lot harder than it would otherwise have been, but yeah.
So I mean,
Well, the games I do are quite unconventional. I do games as, interactive installations. I do games as, interactive performances on the stage. And over the years, I've got more and more into doing clowning and improv as ways to kind of, to bring performance and play together and then in ways that I can use in my work. And I guess it was that kind of that thread of things is what led me here. It came up on my Facebook, Twitter. It just popped up on my Twitter and I thought, oh, that looks quite fun. And but I think it's nice. I think you have to keep an eye out for things that are a bit different to what you're doing. And, as someone who isn't from the world of academia, I was like, well, this could be a really good opportunity to meet people from a space different to my own, to have people I'm going to learn things from that I, you know, that I wouldn't learn from at a, you know, exactly, exactly.
So I want to know,
are we living up to your expectation as being stuffy old cows in academia?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my...
That's what people say, right?
My brother's an academic, you know, he's in creative writing. And, you know, and I think, you know, from hearing him talk, like, I've built up a picture, it's not the academics that are stuffy. It's the world they have to live in. And I think that's, you know, this event paints a nice portrait of what that world could be, because the people here are not stuffy. And I'm sure the people who, you know, haven't come along to this because they don't know about it, I'm sure they're not stuffy people either. But I think creating that non-stuffy world that is flexible, that is, you know, open to new ideas, open to, you know, silliness and stuff, I can see that really changing the way that people see academic study and research and things like that.
Exactly. Obviously, you've come all the way from the States as a big investment in time and money to come here. So what is it about the Playful Learning Conference that brings you, obviously has brought you back?
You know, I come from academia, right? But I go to the Pop Culture Association Conference in the US, a big conference about all kinds of different popular culture media. And I guess we're the geekiest of the academics. So I don't have... I enjoy those conferences where it does have a more traditional format, at least. But hearing my sort of geeky colleagues geek out academically about these things that they love in those 15-minute bite-sized, you know, thoughtfully prepared presentations, it's always nice. Though it does, after hours and hours of it, get a bit monotonous. And so when they try and break up that format, like Alistair was saying, that in some ways it's the institution that's, you know, stuffy, right? Rather than the academics themselves.
Absolutely.
When we start to break up that format, great things happen at those conferences too. I'd love to have some of those 15-minute session conferences. I mean, you know, panels at a conference, but then also have the kinds of, you know, presentations that we have here, where it's like 60 minutes where you can really experience something. And then the fun events that they have afterwards that all feel still relevant to what everyone's doing. So I don't mind being an academic, and I like parts of that. Because, those geeky, passionate people about those amazing subjects that we all care about, I love that. But I love this conference because it's really worked to break the format and make it into something that's much more interactive and enjoyable.
Would you come back? It's the question.
Yes, I've come back. This is my second time coming, and I've come from a long way. And it may be a small part of it, the fact that I can go visit my brother in France and tag it onto there. But I love the conference and would love to come back again, as a presenter and very much as a participant. I would come just as a participant.
Just come to have fun, I'm sorry, this is work. It's a very serious, very serious conference.
It is inspiring.
Yes.
It's very inspiring.
We're just serious.
We're doing a pony hat. Do you want to join us?
Oh, sorry.
Welcome to join us.
I totally didn't see that.
All right. What's it gonna say? We're very serious about this thing, but we're seriously playing. That's the main thing, isn't it? So I'm going to wrap this up now because I need to go and harass more victims. That is my job, and I've only got 2 hours left. So how do people get in touch with you guys if they want to stay in touch with you guys? Social media or any...
All right.
So British.
Just do it.
In other words, like, do I be polite or do I go in the order that we have spoken? That's
Well, the good thing about this particular podcast is there's no orders, no rules, no nothing. You just want.
Brilliant. All right. Well, okay, I'm going to stand up. I'll go first. My name's Alistair. I'm going to stand up. Let the court know that I am standing up right now. Creativity.show, that's the URL. You get to my website from there and you can find all of my other social media stuff from going there.
Excellent.
I'd be excited.
I guess just email me at ccjeansonne@gmail.com.
Also an email, I kind of went a bit rogue on the social media. It's crk_@outlook.com.
Why not?
I know, it's just how playful.
So I can be found on Twitter at sfaulkner, FAULKNERPANDO.
Amazing. Thank you very much, guys. And I'm going to harass the next table. They can't say no. I mean, I'm asking politely. I ask people politely if do you mind, but what I really mean is I'm being really British when I say do you mind. There's only one acceptable answer.
Next up, Pooyan Collard, Conference Staples Nick Whitten and Rachel O'Brien, and two Playful Learning first timers, and pick their brains on advice for people who are coming to Playful Learning for the very first time.
What would be your number one advice for people who haven't done that? Listening to dinner thinking, oh, actually, next year I might want to give it a go.
I think take it at your own pace and recognise that other people will be doing that too. So for some people that might be going fast and furious, but for some people that might be just reflecting quietly in a corner, and there's acceptance no matter what your choice is and mode of play.
I'd say even though it's called playful learning, you don't have to be playful or consider yourself to be playful to come and get something out of it. And it's fine to be lots of different types of playful ones, and it's also fine just to go off and be on your own, but if you're not feeling it.
And eat crisps.
Any crisps. I have never been to a conference where I'm constantly being fed. It's not a criticism, it's good. Other conference organisers, take note. Just keep feeding us and we'll come back. There are other good things as well at the conference, but I think one of the highlights is actually the kind of the free snacks throughout the day. You can just go to, you know, if you're having a bit of a sugar low, you can just go and grab a couple of sweets and you can pick yourself up, which is quite nice. I've never been to a conference where it's that sort of relaxed, but I guess that's the whole point of playful learning, isn't it? So your playful learning virgin, just two ladies here, what are your takeaways and your highlights?
I think my takeaway is that I am more playful than I ever thought I was.
I love that. And an escape room.
And an escape
dynamite.
Absolutely.
It's not a cult. It's not a cult.
That was very much a cult.
Yeah, but it was an excellent one. An excellent Bev.
Anything that involves jazz hands is by definition a cult. I'm not from fucking jazz.
They don't do jazz hands in jazz, ironically.
Do they not?
No.
The instruments.
this really is more jazz hands.
Here you go, reinvented jazz hands.
I think you mean spirit thing.
Next time we're in a team meeting, this is what I'm going to be doing over the camera.
So, what's been your takeaway? What's been your highlights?
Well, I've loved the whole conference. I think for me, though, I needed to remember this is a very active conference, so very different to some other ones that I would go to where it's very much about sitting and listening. This is a lot more active. And so I think welding in a break for yourself in the schedule is probably a very good idea. And while you want to go to everything, you sort of have a look down and prioritise what you absolutely must see, as opposed to the things you would like to see.
If people want to get in touch with you, can they? If so, how do they get in touch with you? Stay in touch? Maybe, you know, they want to kind of learn more about Playful Learning before they sign up to next year. Can they do that? If so...
I would say go to the... Join the Playful Learning Association. It's free. And kind of like here, there's two meetings a year, face-to-face, various online things. So just Google Playful Learning Association. It's got its own website and... The link to the conference is there as well. Follow Playful Learning on Twitter.
Amazing, thank you very much.
So, big thanks to Pooyan for taking the mobile microphone out and speaking to so many people about their first-time experiences and advice for first-time attendees at the conference. And just a big thanks to Pooyan in general, really.
been a really good pal to Mark and I in the podcast. She's one of the foulest mouthed people that I've ever encountered, but she's really great. She's really passionate, driven. She's just a really good person to follow on the socials as well. Always got something interesting going on the socials. You can find her on Twitter, still calling it Twitter, never calling it X. But anyway, let's wrap this up now. I'd just like to share a few of my own kind of little bits of advice, I suppose, to some extent, summing up the much better advice that's already come out from Pooyan's first timers. My big one is, this is your first time, just, you know, be yourself, which it sounds quite facile, but where I'm coming from with it is that it really helps if you bring your authentic self to it. And it can take a little while for people to lower their guard enough, I think, to kind of engage and enjoy themselves in the space. It's not like other professional events where you've got to maintain a veneer of respectability. Just be yourself. Particularly if yourself is a little bit crackers, that'll be even nicer. You'll fit right in. And talk to people. You know, the people who go there are really great. It attracts a really neat crowd. It attracts the kind of people who are interested by the concept of playful learning in practice. So talk to people and you'll be happily surprised. I've made kind of connections and friendships at the Playful Learning Conference, which have been really great. Not just for, you know, the podcast, but, you know, for me as a person, I've really, really enjoyed it. And professionally, actually, it helps a lot professionally. I'd say as well, challenge yourself to take back the vibe of the conference to your own practice. So there's a real kind of energy to the conference and a real kind of bubbliness and sense of, it's not frivolous. It's all couched in, you know, evidence and presented in the context of practice. So take that back into your practice and, yeah, you won't regret it. And do mercilessly pillage the ideas of everybody around you at the conference, because there's some fantastic stuff that people bring. If you've seen the program for Playful Learning 2024, you'll see that it looks absolutely stonking. So yeah, take a leaf out of everybody else's book and take those ideas back into your own practice and be known as the cool kid who has all the cool playful ideas and is suddenly super popular. Probably. But thinking of that packed program as well, it was mentioned previously, but yeah, do maybe take a break. Temptation is to go hard, but the sessions were all really, really active, so, you know, if you're feeling a little bit wiped out, I know I was there in the first year, I found it quite intense, just take yourself away to a little quiet spot, have a bit of a sit, a think, a digest. I mean, an actual digest as well, because you'll be very well fed. But do just kind of have a chance to sit and just kind of regather yourself and have a reflect. Absolutely don't run a conference-wide podcast recording booth and constant coverage with editing every evening. Cannot recommend not doing that enough. Bring a small pharmacy. It's hay fever season every year when Playful Learning goes, so bring a small pharmacy. My personal recommendations are some Barocca, some ibuprofen, some paracetamol, and all of the hay fever drugs of your choice. My personal favourites this year are fexofenadine and Baconase is a different. You squirt Baconase up your nose, you're going to smell bacon. And it's a vegetarian conference, so it might be the only bacon on site. And finally, and here it is, the long-awaited plug, tune in for our daily coverage. Mark and I will be doing a day wrap-up at the end of each day of the conference. And our conference piece this year is a takeover. It's Giant Podcasters All Out Attack, where we'll be inviting a series of people at the conference to do a segment for our daily coverage as part of a fun kind of social construct, this problem-based learning / facilitated group activity kind of thing. Mercilessly pillaging the much better executed idea done by Jane Secker and Chris Morrison at last year's conference. Anyway, that's it from me. I'll just say thank you very much for listening. If you're coming to Playful Learning, then I'll look forward to seeing you there. Pop over, say hi, I might have a badge or something, or a bookmark.
with a logo on it, if you're that way inclined, or just want to say hello. It'd be lovely to have a chat with you. And yeah, hope you have a great conference and a great week. Oh yeah, also we've got a book out. Nearly forgot to plug that. We've got a book out. It's Pedagodzilla, Exploring the Realm of Pedagogy. It's a book that looks to do what the podcast does, really, which is understand the complexities of pedagogy through the much simpler, much more playful and fun lens of pop culture. So yeah, check that out. There's a link on our website, pedagodzilla.com. It's available both as a paperback and as individual OER PDFs. You can follow and subscribe on all of your favourite apps, feeds, iTunes, and at our website, pedagodzilla.com. This is the Pedagodzilla on tour feed, so make sure you add that as well as our main Pedagodzilla feed. You can find both at pedagodzilla.com. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do so at Twitter. I'm at Pedagodzilla. Goodbye, and see you soon.